You're listening to WPKN, Bridgeport, 89.5 FM, and streaming online at WPKN.org.
Won't you join the band? Come on and join the band. We got the gigs lined up and we want you to give us a hand. Come on and join the band. Well, come and join the band. We're having some fun and we want you to give us a hand. Won't you join
the band? Oh, yes. We're joining the band. Welcome to Band Together Radio right here on WPKN Bridgeport.
Hi, Andy.
Andy Katterson and Jerry Vigorito. Hello, Jerry.
Jerry can't hear himself. Got nothing in my can.
Got nothing in his can. Why don't you turn your volume up? This is like teaching an infant how to rock a boat.
Well, hey.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to our audience.
I don't really know what that means. This is going to be one of those shows. Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Eric. Yeah. This is our non-Thanksgiving show. A couple of weeks ago, we did a non-Halloween show, and today we're doing our non-Thanksgiving show, which means at the end of the show, we're going to be playing just a few seconds of Alice's Restaurant because Jerry hates that song. Jerry.
Boy, do I ever.
Yeah. So we are thrilled to be back here on the air at WPKN. And today on the show, we have Angie Durrell from Intake Music, who's going to be talking a bit about their mission, which is fantastic. Also, we've got Crispin Cio, who's one of the most amazing woodwind saxophone players in the world. And we're going to be going down memory lane with Crispin. We're going to be talking about new stuff with Crispin. And that's pretty exciting.
We hope Crispin's listening to us.
He's not here yet, so we're sort of hoping that Crispin shows up.
Well, that's Peggy over there.
Peggy, our producer, is here, looking at the door, hoping that it opens.
Yes.
Which will be fantastic. And, you know, Jerry, it's been kind of an interesting couple of weeks since we've been on the air. Of course, we had the big election.
Yes, we have.
And we did the Michael Jackson show at Fairfield Theater and also for the Naugatuck Boys and Girls
Club. What election was that?
For Dogcatcher. Oh. And I do think Mike Tetro won again for something.
I don't think Mike Tetro, first selectman of Fairfield. No, he was not running.
We just had a private vote for him.
Yes.
Yeah, we love Mike.
Yes, he likes us too.
And so
you're talking about the presidential election.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Well, we did the show, the Michael Jackson show for CLASP on Saturday evening.
Yes, we did.
The election was on Tuesday, and then we did the Michael Jackson show for the Boys and Girls Club 60th anniversary in Shelton.
Yes, and it was really amazing to play that music live. And for our audience who wasn't there or didn't get a chance to see the show, you're out of luck. Too bad. But maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Well, the thing I found about that, Andy, is that during all the turmoil and all the aggravated speech that people had, that Band Together stood as an example of what it is to really be coming together for the community. So we all had different opinions, but we put that aside. It was a great thing.
And there was not a lot of crying.
No, there wasn't.
Which is good.
No.
Which the election actually made people sad. So
well, some people laughed.
Try to dull the pain.
Some people laughed. Some people were very happy.
Anyway, we're really happy about that show. And we're going to be talking a bit today about December 2nd. In the Band Together lexicon of great things that are happening, we have a terrific show. And it's going to be at the Fairfield Theater on December 2nd. We have a bunch of guests. And in fact, I created a little promo that we're going to play now for our audience. And we do hope that people can really come out to see the show. It's going to be fantastic.
Let's hear it.
Band Together, Connecticut's premier live concert experience, presents Lucy Kaplansky, Fuzz and Carrie, and John Torres, along with the Band Together All-Stars, for an incredible night of classic acoustic rock at the Fairfield Theater, Friday, December 2nd at 7:30.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
Tickets are only $25 and are available at the FTC box office or online at fairfieldtheater.org. This one-night-only concert event, One Tribe, One Vibe, will benefit Spread Music Now, WPKN, and the newly created Band Together Fund. Join us at the Fairfield Theater, December 2nd. Log on to fairfieldtheater.org now for your tickets and get ready for an indescribable night of music with purpose you won't soon forget.
Oh, yeah. I had to throw the words indescribable in there. I was thinking about you when I did that.
You didn't use amazing.
I didn't. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, indescribable.
Indescribable.
Well, you described it, and then you said it was indescribable.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well. I think. Yeah. So we have a great show for today, and one of the things we're really looking to do is talk about this 12-2 show. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we're going to be playing some music for it. And right now, we have one of the songs from sort of that all. The theme of the show is a classic acoustic rock. So we're going to play one of the top bands out there in the world today doing some version of acoustic rock, and we're excited to introduce Mumford & Son right here on WPKN Band Together Radio.
Inside my heart, so tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies.
That's Mumford & Son on PKN, Band Together Radio. That's my theme song when I actually go to my bagel store, Steve's Bagels in Ridgefield. Shout out to them. I will wait Sunday morning for a bagel in Nova, literally for hours.
You sort of, by eating those bagels, you start to look like a Mumford.
I actually look like a son. So here we are, Band Together Radio, the Monday before Thanksgiving. We're taking it nice and easy here. We're taking it slow.
Yeah, so the Monday before the big holiday.
Yeah, what are you doing for the holiday?
We fill the house up with a diverse group of people.
Are you one of those guys that has ham as opposed to turkey Thanksgiving, or how does that work for you?
No, it's definitely turkey. But I did tell you over the weekend that you smelled like ham.
Yeah, and I took that as a compliment.
It's appealing.
So we're talking right now about the Band Together Fund. So Band Together has over the years actually done charity work. We've done over 65 shows. We're closing in on a couple of million, $2.5 million raised.
$2.5 million.
For local charities.
Wow.
And we just did Naugatuck, the Boys and Girls Club of Connecticut, and mm-hmm. Senator Blumenthal was there.
Yes, he was.
And we also did that great show for Sue's and the...
No, you got that backwards.
Sorry, I got that backwards.
Sue's was a Boys and Girls Club, a CLASP.
Right, CLASP.
Well, we did.
With... Robin and Tracy, and correct. They were amazing.
Yeah.
And they were actually on the show last time, and I did just say amazing.
You did.
And the Band Together Fund for our listeners is going to be an opportunity for everybody to give a little bit, if they want, to the Band Together Fund. It's actually a donor-supported fund, or a donor-managed fund, through the Fairfield
Community
Foundation. Mm-hmm. And
very reputable place.
Yeah, very, very reputable. And we like this. We like the opportunity to work directly with charities and also to be able to give to smaller charities or needy folks that are out there. And in fact, the show, the benefit is going to be for the Band Together Fund, but also Spread Music Now, which is, I think, Connecticut's premier music in school, the engine that is helping programs around Connecticut that are getting cut sort of stay in business or get back in business in a different way, or funding programs that don't exist, right, for in underserved communities. And one of the best is Intake Music. Mm-hmm. And Angie, who's the director and the founder, is going to be here.
She'll be here, right.
And also we are going to be helping our friends out right here at WPKN.
PKN, yes. Our buddies have been with us the whole way.
And let me tell you about PKN. Number one, it looks like it's 1972 in here, and that Leslie West from Mountain, just something happened in the room next door. It's literally a treasure, a national treasure, to be able to have broadcast radio. In this world of all satellite radio, in this world of Sirius XM, to be able to have a WPKN for Connecticut listeners is just something beyond what they can even really appreciate. So we're going to be stepping up and looking to create awareness for PKN. In fact, there's a drive right now to have a new transmitter. I don't know if the listeners can hear, but the transmitter keeps cutting out. No, that's my headphones.
Yeah, those are your headphones.
Yeah,
Andy, I just want to make a back in 72, bald heads were not the fashion.
Oh, here it is.
But they used to have, they would wear that little grandpa thing around their ears.
Yes.
And now bald heads are all the rage.
For those of you who can't see, I don't have a lot of, I shave my head. And Jerry loves, each show, Jerry has to talk about that just a little bit. And Peggy's laughing hysterically. Like, there's humor in that.
Yeah, but you say it's a throwback. But if it was a throwback, you would not mm-hmm. be sitting there with a shaved head.
It's true. No, I would.
So tell me, let's get back to the fund here. Because why did we do the fund?
What we're doing with the Fairfield County Community Foundation is we're actually creating a Band Together Fund donate page.
And what does that do?
And that's going to allow people to donate $50, $100. Actually, the threshold is $100, and it goes from $100 to $10,000. So for $100 membership...
Who's going to give us $10,000 for charity?
People have, because they believe so much in you, Jerry. That's really do.
Okay.
And this is, we must say, this is also the handiwork of our evil genius, music director, and spiritual guru, Mr. Rob Fried.
Yes.
And so a $100 membership will get you two tickets to an event, backstage passes, a Band Together t-shirt, and a Band Together refrigerator magnet, which can also go on your car. And that thing is money, honey.
Do you get a t-shirt?
You do. You get a t-shirt. In your case...
At $100?
In your case, it's a women's extra small.
All right. Well,
didn't that see that coming.
No, I didn't.
Supporter gets you a member package, what we just said, plus two additional tickets to any show.
Are people going to remember this, or where should they go?
A bronze package, and we'll get you the supporter package.
How much is two, bronze?
Bronze is $500. We'll get you everything you've heard up till now, plus a couple of more tickets, recognition in our program, signage, and an invitation to pre-show events. The silver package is $1,000, and that'll get you the bronze package plus two additional tickets. Plus, Jerry will come to your house and play harmonica in the basement while you're trying to sleep.
And Andy will come to your house and clean your bathroom.
No, that's the gold package.
Oh, sorry.
Gold package, silver package, plus two all-access tickets to all of our events and signed Band Together framed
so
photo.
Where do they go to find this?
And you'll notice that Jerry's signature is more like an X than an
actual
signature.
I will give an autographed picture of Andy for $2,500. Andy, where do people
go?
Well,
we are just in the final throws of finishing our
so they
page.
Could go to fan
we're going to link it out on
Facebook Band Together CT Facebook of Band Together CT.
Yep.
And Instagram.
And also we're going to be able to go directly to the Fairfield Community Foundation.
This really
page.
Focuses where our funds go, so then we can divvy them out to different charities. So it actually is making things a little bit easier for everybody.
It's a good thing. So you know what they say, Jerry? If you're green, you're growing, and if you're ripe, you're Jerry.
Yeah. Listen, let's boom. I saw Crispin walk in.
Yep. So we are actually going to tease another song from the upcoming show on 12-2. Here's Paul Simon. Simon here on Band Together Radio, WPKN 89.5 in Bridgeport. All right, joining us now in studio is the one, the only, the great Crispin Cio. Welcome, Crispin.
Thank you so much.
We are really, really happy to have Crispin here. We just played those Michael Jackson shows with Crispin and your partner in crime, Larry.
Yes.
And that was pretty amazing, I have to say, getting those charts
it was. You know, I mean, it was amazing, too, to hear all those Michael Jackson tunes in a row.
in front of a live audience today in 2016?
Yeah. I think it's 2011.
He forgot because the year.
Yeah. The music was so fantastic, and everybody was responding.
Yeah. You don't get to hear that repertoire too much live these days. And we sort of had to make a judgment call because there was a little bit of like, oh, Michael Jackson, like, oh, my goodness gracious, you know. And truth is that I think it was just something that was very well-deserved and something that really honored a great artist and his influences.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And speaking of a great artist, we are so I forgot my stopwatch again. Every time we do the show, I forget to do my little segment stopwatching. It's a little after, so I think the audience needed to know that. So, Crispin, why don't we talk a little bit? I wanted to make Jerry laugh.
Yeah.
Crispin is here, and Crispin is a great artist. Crispin, yep. You are one of the original members of the Uptown Horns.
Yes, I'm one of the co-creators. There were four of us, and we're partners to this day. And we started in 1980 in a little place called Tramps in New York City, originally on East 15th Street in University.
And why don't we talk a little bit about who you've played with, because it really is amazing.
Well,
I have your list.
I'm originally... And let me see that list.
Jerry would like to know... Jerry would like to know, in the Uptown Horns, was it really easy getting girls? Was it just something that happened?
You always put this on me.
Jerry was asking me before the show.
You live vicariously.
And would the Uptown Horns be interested in having a harmonica player?
Wait, you asked them a question.
Okay, sorry.
There's a lot of information coming at me here. But we did start in 1980, which was sort of the low point for having a horn section.
Yeah, back in the day.
It was the nadir of horns in pop
music. It was low.
And that's why we decided to do it.
Yeah, because there was a need.
Yes.
Like harmonica.
Well, that never goes away.
But, it's in a chronic low point.
You know, it couldn't get any higher than low.
Punk bands weren't using many horns.
Yes.
And New Wave was, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
There were some sax solos, and I certainly tried to
jump in on that.
But we decided to do it, and we played once a week at Tramps in New York City for about 3 years.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to read this list for you because we're not getting to
Jerry
it.
Just learned to read, so he wants to show off his new skills.
And I'm proud to be his friend, but I like to play with him. James Brown, Billy Joel, Rolling Stones, B-52, Joe's Cocker, Chuck Berry.
Yes.
So Crispin is a cat.
Crispin is
And Jerry Vigorito.
Crispin is a cat. He was on the Steel Wheels Tour 89-90, which is the first time I actually saw the Stones.
With the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yes. That was... What is it like to go on the road? I think our audience would like to know. They might either love it or they might all be taking a nap right now, all two of them.
You know, at the time, and I think probably to this day, they're very casual about decision-making. So they called us 2 days before their tour started, which was a Steel Wheels tour.
It was a late-breaking event.
And said, would you like to come and audition tomorrow at Nassau Coliseum? That's where we're rehearsing. We'll send you a cassette tape because it was 1989.
Right.
And, you know, arrange 12 tunes and show up there tomorrow. We did that. And Mick Jagger said, call you tomorrow, and called him the next day and said, want to go on the road? And we said, yes.
That's incredible.
We took, we got a ride to Philadelphia to RFK Stadium and started in.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. That same thing happened to Jerry with Pete's Pizza.
Yes.
In outside of Bridgeport. He got a call to get there.
All right. So Crispin told the story. When we played the Bluefish Stadium, if you remember that, there was the Bluefish Stadium. It sounds like a big show, but there was one security guard standing up in the top rung there.
Yeah.
Just before the tornado. But you had said that evening that Jay Giles' band had booked you guys, and then Aerosmith. The Aerosmith, right. Tell us just really quickly what that was about.
Well,
you said that Aerosmith was kind of teasing with the Jay Giles guy.
Another group we played with for many years was the Jay Giles band, including we were with them back when they, you know, did Centerfold and all that stuff. That's when we started. Then they broke up, then they got back together, and we started playing with them again. And I believe you're referring to a time, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
6-7 years ago when Aerosmith and Jay Giles' band did a double bill at Fenway Park.
Right.
Outdoor gig, late August. And we played with Peter Wolf and the J. Giles Band.
Jerry is a huge fan of Magic Dick.
Right. Well, he's probably, no, I'd say for sure one of the two or three greatest
harmonica players of all time. Will you please clarify who Magic Dick is?
One of the greatest harmonica players of all time.
Yes, Magic in the Dick, J. Giles Band.
A.K.A. Richard Solowitz is one of the great harmonica players that ever lived. He's a charter member of the J. Giles Band starting in 1968.
Right.
And he, to this day, is considered one of the all-time great harmonica players.
Whammer Jammer is the harmonica player's holy grail.
So, Crispin, we have a track that we're going to preview for 2 seconds. You've been doing a lot. It's not just Steel Wheels, and we still didn't really get what it was like backstage and, you know, how many hot tubs.
What do you want to know?
Time machines and all that kind of stuff.
Make stuff up.
Did you live the rock and roll? Was it like roadies?
Or were you married?
Well, you know, there's a little slogan that horn players have, which is sad, but, you know, got a little bit of truth to it.
Uh-oh, I see where this is going. Yeah, it's really not good. It's not good.
Last hired, first fired.
Yes.
And, which isn't to say that horns aren't important, certainly in my mind.
Sure.
But, often they're like a quasi-afterthought, but then once they get us in there, they start to like it, and then they love it. So that's kind of, you know.
Harmonica player, never hired.
Always fired.
No need to fire.
So, Crispin, you were just on the Mark Twain show honoring Bill Murray. Why don't you talk about that for two seconds?
I'm the music director of that show for the last 6 or 7 years, and before that I was a sax player on it. And
Kabinski Brothers, Mark Krantz.
Mark Krantz and Peter and Bob Kabinski are the co-producers. And I've known Bob Kabinski, you know, since
a long time.
I was in Knickers.
Wow, you were just in Knickers yesterday, so you guys just met.
But the Mark Twain Prize is the Kennedy Center. Mm. It's officially called the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for Humor, and this year the award went to Bill Murray.
What an honoree!
So I put the band together and wrote the music and arranged it for the show. Theme songs, play-ons, playoffs.
These are the kind of friends we hang around with.
So
and
good.
Our musical featured guests, there were two who were both great. Miley Cyrus came and played with
Very
us.
Very talented, actually.
She
People
really
don't know
is
that.
A great singer. And Paul Schaefer was on the show anyways because he's one of Bill Murray's best friends.
Yep.
So
the best.
Paul and Miley, we rehearsed with them, and she did a version of My Way, a la... A little bit of a tip of the hat to the Sex Pistols version, but
got it.
I would say slightly more musical. No, way more musical.
Wow.
She's a great singer.
If our listeners want to check out the show, I think it's on demand on PBS.
It's on demand, PBS.org. You can navigate your way there, but I think it's one of the best ones we've done. I've done a show previously with Tina Fey and Will Ferrell and others.
Now, you've got a show coming up at the Ridgefield Playhouse in too distant future with Darlene Love. Let's talk about that for a second.
Darlene, I have known since she first moved to New York from L.A., one of the great, singers of all time, and certainly one of the most famous backup vocalists and arrangers of all time. She was featured in the great documentary film, which won an Academy Award a couple years ago, called 20 Feet from Stardom.
Yes.
So people may know her from that. And I work with her. We did an album about a year and a half ago with Steven Van Zandt, which she produced, of new material. And then around the holidays, she does a lot of touring because of all the famous holiday Christmas songs that she did with Phil Spector back in the day. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, which she did for 25 years on The Letterman Show, you might remember.
Of course.
And we're doing...
Actually, I used to edit those shows.
Did
with
you?
I did the Christmas shows for Letterman for like 6 years in a row.
Wow.
I was the editor.
Well, we also, I think it's before, I think the date is the 12th or the 13th of December, we're doing this TV show, The View.
Yeah, heard of it.
With Darlene, and we're going to do a Christmas song.
I shoveled snow in front of the bowling alley.
We're going to play
I will say that
on
December 14th, I will be performing with the great Darlene Love at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
And how can people get tickets for that?
Probably online, Ridgefield Playhouse. or you could you know, truck on over to the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Yeah. But well, you know, these radio segments go on and on and on, and we could talk to you all night long, or in fact, all day long, or all wherever we are.
Play me something.
I haven't even gotten to the nasty bits yet.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the nasty bits. No. Well, give us one nasty bit, and then let's talk about James Brown for a minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
So give us one good road story.
I know I'm not alone when I say that James Brown was a seminal influence on my entire life growing up. You know,
mm-hmm.
one of my all-time heroes. So in 1985, I believe, the Uptown Horns had been together 5 years. We were already into touring. We'd been touring with the J. Geils Band, and that summer we were touring with Robert Plant and the Honey Drippers. And
how was that?
Now, that's when you're talking rock and roll.
That's rock and roll.
Not that the Rolling Stones aren't, but, you know.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's something going on.
Robert.
Well,
to say the guy's a chick magnet, but you know.
It's crazy.
But, so we're on the road, and we get a call from one of the greatest producers I ever knew, and he used to live in Westport, Dan Hartman.
Mm.
And we had worked with him, and I had worked with him, and he said, I just wrote a song for James Brown, and it's for the new Rocky movie, Rocky IV. And I wonder if you, where are you guys? I'd like to put you on it. It's a demo. And we said, well, we're on the road with, you know, this thing. And he said, well, where are you? And I said, we're in California. And he goes, well, I'm in L.A. So we had a couple of days off. We went in the studio with him in Los Angeles. He had this incredible track that he'd just written. And I said to him when he played it for us, I said, that, I can't believe it. James Brown sounds like he's 20 years old. He's got all the high notes. And, you know, this was in 1985 when he didn't even have a record deal, James Brown.
Crazy.
And Dan said, no, that's me. That's a guide vocal. I'm teaching him how to sing this song. So that's
weird.
That's the level Dan Hartman was on. He played all the instruments on the track.
So I give him, you know, guide notes. I play harmonica and then.
So a couple things. We are actually almost out of time. So Crispin, you're going to have to come back.
I should tell you what James Brown said to us when he met us in the studio. He just shook his head. He looked at us because we had been on the road with a big rock and roll tour. So I had very long hair. We all did. And he looked at us, you know, all looking rock and roll. And he said, And he turned to his wife and his valet. The guy used to announce him and said, boy, my music touches all kinds of people.
That's great. That's amazing. So, and I said amazing.
Let's hear that.
So we're going to listen to James Brown. Crispin, we're going to invite you back right now to come back on the show at some point in the future. And we're going to continue the conversation. We should also point out that Jerry's in a new Netflix movie called A Billion Miles from Stardom. So that's a keeper.
Why do I feel I'm in a Bob Hope movie here?
Crispin, thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, we're leaving that. We just heard Crispin's solo. So
we have some pretty cool friends. Let me tell you.
And you know the
how
thing,
did I end up with you? I don't know.
The thing we talked about, we didn't talk about enough, is that Crispin has actually been a great friend. Okay, we are on the air, people over there. You too.
Yeah.
They're
like showing baby pictures and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. We are doing a broadcast here.
Yeah.
That Crispin has been a great friend and has introduced us to a number of band together artists like Keith Fluitt. And other people who I cannot remember.
Well, he brought Christine Ullman. He brought Ronnie Spector to us.
Yeah.
But he's done a number of shows with us. He's been an amazing supporter of Band Together and has really just been there for us every time. So we love Crispin. We love that he was on the air with us.
We do love him.
So and who now, do we have with us now?
We might love Angie as
I kind of love
much.
Her a little bit more.
We might maybe a little more. Yeah. So welcome to Band Together Radio, Ms. Angie Angela Durrell. And she's going to get really close to that microphone. So she's touching a hello, Angie.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
We are so happy that you are here. So for our Band Together Radio listener, Angie is the executive director and founder of Intake Music.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And not too long ago, Band Together produced a show with Angie and Intake Music and the Norwalk Youth Symphony. And man, that thing was off the hook, right?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And we were so happy to have partnered with Band Together to bring a rock band and a symphony for the first time.
It was really, really an amazing effort. Jerry was there. Jerry was the only musician on stage except for the little kids that couldn't find his score, didn't read a score.
Wait, say that. I was the only one on stage without music.
Yes,
I didn't have any sheet music.
And we like to say that Jerry sort of likes to float above the music with the harmonica, and I think you did an amazing job, actually.
Thank you.
But and we'll talk a little bit more about the gig with the Norwalk Youth Symphony, but let's just educate our listeners about Intake Music. How did it get started, and what's the mission right now?
Definitely. So Intake was founded in 2011 in May, and our mission is to make classical music relevant, accessible, and inclusive through the use of Native Indigenous instruments. So our core program is the Native Instrument Academy, and through that, we seek to close the achievement gap among disenfranchised students. And we do that through the Native Instrument Academy. We provide beyond just music lessons. We do homework help, tutoring, and English language learners for the parents so that they can improve their quality of life.
That's sounds like a noble mission, right? I mean, what would count as a Native American instrument?
So people love the harmonica that Jerry was playing. You know, we had never heard the harmonica in any one of our concerts. Nonetheless,
strangely, neither had we.
No, I'm curious about the armadillo guitars that you guys played.
Yes, the charango. So that is a native South American instrument. What the story was that when the Spaniards came to colonize the Americas, they brought the Spanish guitar. But the natives did not have the technology to, or they didn't have their own guitar. So they said, I want to play something. What can I do? So they saw an armadillo, grabbed it, you know, took out the flesh. And
they make soup or something, I hope.
Yeah, so that was the primitive guitar version.
Now, why did they have to hide it?
They had to hide it because the natives were practically slaves. They were owned by Spaniard lords. So they had to make it small so that they have to hide it underneath their poncho because they weren't allowed to be making music, dancing. They were supposed to
and
just
so
work.
The armadillo shells formed the guitar body and it was small enough that they could hide it.
Hide it, yeah, underneath their arm and their poncho. Yes.
That is pretty amazing.
See, Andy, sometimes I'm smarter than you.
I was in a trance listening to you talk.
I listened.
Yeah.
I listened to women, and that's an important thing.
That's good. That's one of your better qualities.
Yes.
So, Angie, how do people get to work with Intake Music? What is the procedure, if there is one, where maybe a kid... Talk about where Intake Music sort of lands in the community.
Yeah, so we're based out of Stamford, Connecticut. And our students come from Norwalk. 75% of them come from Norwalk, from Stamford, Norwalk, and Danbury, as well as Portchester, New York.
Mm.
It's mostly word of mouth that, you know, people have come to our concert, our major concert, and they want to be part of it. So they call us, they email us, and they contact us through social media. But every year we also go out into the schools and we send out flyers to say we have spots or we have scholarships available to invite students to join our program. So that's how our recruitment process works.
And so let's just remind everybody that on 12/2, December 2nd, we are going to be producing a show, One Tribe, One Vibe. It's a sort of homage to classic acoustic rock. And we've been playing some songs from that event that we're going to tackle live. Mm-hmm. And Angie, you are an accomplished musician as well. You're a violin player. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be joining us on one track, on an Avid Brothers song, live, mm-hmm. which we're very excited about.
Yes.
And so for our listeners, go to fairfieldtheater.org and get your tickets now. They're $25. I mean, even Jerry can
definitely
afford
accessible.
It.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm so not so sure about that.
It's very accessible. And for people that are thinking, for parents, moms and dads, or family members that are thinking about working with Intake Music, does it cost a lot of money to get involved with you guys, or is there a way how does that work?
No, so 100% of our students are on a scholarship program. So it does not cost a lot because we want music education to be accessible to everyone. That's the issue with music education, that we cannot afford quality music programs. So students pay as little as $6 per class if that's, you know, a criteria that they meet. Or we also have some students that we really want to put on full scholarships thanks to generous donors who help our program thrive every year.
Well, so we had with great support from our friends at Spread Music Now. That's yes. The first thing. But I have a quick question. How many different nationalities were on stage with us that day? I mean, I heard a pretty high number.
We had, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we should paint the picture. We have the Norwalk Youth Symphony has got, I think there were 9,000 people on stage, and the conductor, mm-hmm. who was fantastic, made Jerry actually very afraid.
Quake in my boots.
Yeah, made him quake. And let's give him a shout
He's
out.
He's from Australia, Russell Gurr. He's the newly appointed conductor of the Norwalk Youth Symphony.
Yeah, he deserves that job. That's not an easy job. Mm-hmm. So they were sounding a lot like the New York Philharmonic. I was mm-hmm. really surprised. And then you had just a ton of kids. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a ton of kids.
Where did they come from, right?
And where did they come from? And then somebody looks at me right before we go on the air. They're like, we don't really have any way of producing the run of the show. Uh-huh. And you've done that, right? And I'm like, yes, I have. So there I am, you know, Boldy McPherson, you know, in front of a million people shepherding on a ton of second graders.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it became a flawless show. That's where your expertise comes in.
Thank you so much.
15
so
minutes welcome. Before we go on it.
Step
right in. It's my head. It's like a giant shining
it's
beacon.
Like a
just
beam
follow
of
this
light.
Head.
Listen.
And people can.
What? Let me hear the Avery Brothers.
No, we're going to play the Avery Brothers on the out. So, Angie, let's talk a little bit more. Let's talk about your personal life, because there are many of us in Band Together that are deeply moved by you.
Well, wow, thank you
we
so much.
We think you're so talented and buttoned up and you're great at social media. And some of us want to marry you. I'm getting married, so it wouldn't be me. But,
okay.
You know, are you
who's up for grabs?
are you married? Are you single? Yeah, you seem like you're married to your work a lot is what I would venture to guess.
I am. Yes, I am so committed to Intake. But I'm not yet married, so
okay.
I don't
here
have
you
a
go.
Ring on my hands yet.
You have a man, though, right?
A note.
So all you fellas out there that were in love with her, she's got a man.
No, she didn't
you
say
don't?
That, Jerry.
We'll
Jerry.
See.
Uh oh.
Go.
Well, we're gonna push him a little bit if you do.
You missed that cue. It's unlike. It's very unlike you to miss.
Well,
that
I was
cue.
Just gazing at how lovely she is.
And your cousin Lucy also helped us out that night. So good shout out to Lucy. She's terrific. So what have you have got going on? We chatted. You have a new guitar program that you're looking to introduce?
Yes. So starting January 2017, we have just hired Scott Hill, guitarist from the Alturas Duo, a wonderful musician to teach our kids. And we're going to pilot not just teenagers, but now we're going to have guitar students ages as young as 6 through 17 to be able to sign up for guitar. We also just brought on board a wonderful new choral director, David Gomez, who comes from the Stanford Chorale, as well as New York City's Aaron Copland School of Music. And he's really going to help us restructure and strengthen our bilingual choir component. So we're very excited about that. We have about 20 spots, 20 scholarships to give away to students. So today is actually the launch and the announcement of our new guitar class, our new choral division. And we're really going to start recruiting students starting, you know, today if they can come to
and how
our
do they
church.
Find, how do they find you?
They can come in person to the Unitarian Universalist Church in Stamford, Connecticut, 20 Forest Street. They can go to our website, intakemusic.org, and fill out an enrollment form. Or they can also call us at 203-667-3465 or 203-952-3762.
Hmm. Wow. I think this is perfectly timed.
You know, she's just wonderful.
And she's amazing.
I'm telling you, that's why that program is successful. Again. It's the people that are involved. You teach also, right?
I do. I teach once a week. So this afternoon, I'll actually be seeing the beginner students. I'm in charge of the younger students. I put a hand literally in the instrument in the kids for the first time.
Well, all right. Well, listen, we cannot thank you enough for joining us right here on Band Together Radio. We look forward to seeing you on December 2nd at the Fairfield Theater again. Fairfieldtheater.org for tickets to our One Tribe, One Vibe classic acoustic rock show, which will feature Lucy Kaplansky and John Torres and Fuzz and Carrie and the Band Together All-Stars.
Wonderful.
And Angie Durrell. And Angie Durrell is going to be playing on this song. Angie, we'll see you really soon. And thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Load the car and write the note. Grab your bag and grab your coat. Tell the ones that need to know. We are headed north. One foot in, one foot back. But it don't pay to live like that. So I cut the ties and I jump the tracks. For never to return. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you aware the shape I'm in? Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you.
You know, Jer.
We're back.
We're back.
I yelled in the microphone. We're back.
Yeah, I think of you when I hear the words I and love and you.
You know, Peggy over here, we just got to give her a shout out because she's always our loyal companion. She helps us produce the show, brings us snacks.
Peggy is our coordinating producer, and we couldn't do the show without her.
Yes, right.
And she's wearing a very subtle pink shirt today.
That's right.
Which we think is very attractive.
And nice amulet. A nice amulet.
And we've had just another great time here on our Thanksgiving show.
It flew by, our 32nd Thanksgiving show.
You know, I must say, I was worried about the show, Jerry, because I've been very tired. We all went away this weekend. The Band Together crew went to Vermont, up to our spiritual guru, Rob Fried's encampment. his safe place.
Yes.
And we had a great time. And we did talk about things that we really, we might talk about on the air at some other point in time, but it had a lot to do with man grooming.
What?
We learned that, Jerry, you have some very odd...
So wait a second. Let's just be really clear. When men go away, we didn't talk politics, we didn't talk business, we didn't talk sports. We talked primarily...
About the hair down there.
Yes, and bowel movements and things that stupid guys talk about.
Yeah, and at some point, I think we were all laughing so hard that it almost felt like there was gut splitting going on.
There is great healing in laughter, and I think we all needed it.
There is really a lot of healing. So,
but why did you talk about my manscaping on air?
Because it was on the format, and I just felt like we needed
to.
Well,
I just want the audience to know that I was a soul... I was standing by myself in pride of my manscaping while the rest of these hairy beasts were defending their horrifying...
Our drummer, Matt, actually jumped into the fray just somewhat. Anyway, so getting back to our Thanksgiving show...
This is public radio, so yeah. We'll...
I would like to just say one thing. for a Thanksgiving show, we've really taken it easy, right? But I did promise something. A song you actually love so much.
No, don't do it.
I'm doing it.
Hey, Steve was waving us off on that last little bit there. I'm glad we stopped.
All right,
what are you? Oh, I hate this. I absolutely hate this.
Anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Excepting Alice, you can get anything you want.
You got to be like 70. You got to be like a 70-year-old hippie.
So it's perfect for you. This is our Thanksgiving show.
It's a 70-year-old hippie that listens to this crap.
And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
We are so happy.
Thank you, WPKN.
And we are looking forward to wishing everybody a very happy and healthy holiday season.
Yes.
Right
here from
Band Together Radio. Benefiting WPKN, Spread Music Now, the newly created Band Together Fund. Come out, please, on 12/2.
December 2nd.
And come
2nd.
See this next show. It's going to be fantastic. And we got to get that new transmitter going. And so we got a big round of applause right here in the studio. So until next time, Band Together Radio, PKN 89.5.
Goodbye, everybody.
On Friday, December 2nd, at the Fairfield Theater Company, Band Together's Rob Fried and Jerry Vigorito are producing a benefit concert with help from some special musical guests, all in support of two area nonprofits, WPKN Community Radio and Spread Music Now. The event, One Vibe, One Tribe, will feature classic acoustic rock music from Band Together with local and national musicians such as Carrie and Fuzz from Caravan of Thieves, Lucy Kaplansky, John Torres from Ocasius, and others. So whether it's the funding of music in school programs or keeping handcrafted community radio sustainable, this event is more than just a good time. That it will be, but your involvement will make a real difference. Tickets are $25 and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Info and tickets at fairfieldtheater.org.
Frank Zappa, in his own words. You may have missed the film at the Bijou last month when we screened it as part of our WPKN Music on Film series. But not to worry, we're bringing it back on Tuesday, November 29th, this time in Milford at the Milford Arts Council. See why this has been our biggest movie to date after 18 other films, including Amy Winehouse and Searching for Sugar Man. This documentary contains one-of-a-kind European television footage, including concerts, TV talk shows, and more. Doors open at 6 p.m. with live Zappa music from PKN DJs and a beer tasting courtesy of Two Roads Brewing. The film screens at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. WPKN thanks its sponsors, Two Roads Brewing, Cohen & Wolf Law Firm, and the Bridgeport DSSD. Get zappered with us.
Excuse me, sir, would you mind talking to us about shirts?
You what?
About shirts.
Attention artists, how do you see WPKN? Visualize your station. WPKN is seeking new t-shirt designs.
We are looking for cool, original, one-color line art to be silkscreened. Design should have the words WPKN 89.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, and reflect our uniqueness and commitment to the community. Deadline for submissions is December the 1st. The winning design will be announced January 1st, 2017. Entries will be selected by a jury of WPKN programmers and staff. Full details at WPKN.org. Just click on the Design Me shirt on the home page.
This is Peggy Nelson, co-host with Richard Feniger of WPKN's weekly arts and culture show called State of the Arts. Join us every Friday at noon to hear our conversations with area cultural organizations, theaters, actors and actresses, and other leading voices from the world of the arts, here at 89.5 FM and streaming at WPKN.org.
Established in 1968, Person to Person is a community-supported agency providing emergency assistance for basic needs and support for individuals as they move towards stability. Services include financial assistance, food pantries, a clothing center, college scholarships, and casework services. More information about the many ways you can help others is available at p2phelps.org. Person to Person, transforming lives and building a stronger community.
Sterling House is a multi-service community center located in the heart of Stratford, Connecticut. Sterling House services more than 13,000 children, teenagers, and adults per year by providing child development services, community services, positive youth development services, and adult programs to the residents of Stratford and the greater Bridgeport area. Sterling House also houses the largest food pantry in Stratford. To learn more about Sterling House, please visit sterlinghousecc.org.
I'm Francesca Ria.